the update, Mary, getting married, found someone on the guest list was a friends with benefits for her fiance from about 10 years ago. We said, you know what? You should probably just drop her from the guest list.
Yeah, just kind of suggest that maybe we need to make some cuts and mm-hmm. just keep it to the people that are actively in our lives.
All right, now the update.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, wow. I was not prepared for what happened after your segment.
Okay.
So, plot twist, I didn't order. The former FWB actually heard the segment, connected the dots, and reached out to me directly.
Oh.
And honestly, she sounded just as shaken as I was. She told me she had no idea I was his fiance. None. He had been telling her I was just someone he was casually seeing.
Wow.
Casually seeing. While we've been planning a whole wedding, and it gets worse. She said their relationship hadn't just been some ancient history from 10 years ago. It's been on and off as recent as last month.
Wow.
She owned up to everything. She said she felt sick when she realized, and weirdly, I believed her.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a we're now trauma sisters kind of way, but in a her story actually had details that made sense kind of way. So I confronted him.
Mm-hmm.
He immediately denied all of it.
Yeah.
Said she's crazy, that she wanted more from him, and now she's lashing out because he chose me, which would maybe sound convincing if I hadn't just gotten a completely different, very specific version of events.
Wow.
At this point, my brain is spiraling. So I told him we need to pause the wedding planning because I don't even know what's real right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't recognize him in this situation, and that's the part that scares me the most.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you guys. Seriously, I'm going to take some time, figure out what's actually true, and decide what I'm doing next. Oh, boy.
Wow. The friends with benefits reached out and was like, hey, I think y'all are talking about me.
Well, it sounds like, yeah, she wasn't getting the full story either. By a lot.
Well,
this guy sounds like he wanted his cake and eat it too.
That kind of stinks. You know, when the friends with benefits sort of gets a little complicated and you don't know how to end it, and then all of a sudden you get another girlfriend, and then that gets serious. And
well,
you know,
when we get engaged, though, we figure out quickly
How to end it, right?
Yeah.
That's what you do.
We do. That's what we do.
All right.
When we start dating someone seriously and we see the future with someone, that's when we end it. End it when things become clear in that way and we're planning a wedding and we're done. We're done. And it sounds like Mary might be done.
Yeah, she doesn't. I can understand when she says, look, I just need some time now to kind of get my head around everything.
Right.
Because, again, that went quick.
Yeah. And I don't even know if it's better if he owned up to it, too, and was like, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't think
but
that is better.
He's just
but he's trying
it
to deny
and trying
it.
Trying to throw her under the bus.
Now,
yeah.
Granted, we haven't talked to him. I don't, you know, I'm not trying to take his side, but like, there's three sides to every story.
Right.
So.
And well, there are some specifics.
Yeah.
She said that the friends with benefit. And listen, I think she didn't have to reach out at all.
No, but I think she felt bad. Like, oh my gosh. I can't believe I'm a part of this, and I need to put an end to this. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, sounds like she was just as taken off guard as Mary is.
Right. Like the friends with benefits was not thinking that she was the other woman. That's what I got to it.
Right. I mean, in her mind, he wasn't in a committed other relationship.
Right. Interesting. Oof.
I'm glad that we're hashing this out, though, before the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Because had the wedding happened and she showed up and then, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But then, I have a question.
Well,
though,
she would. I was going to say, what was he going to tell her about the wedding. Like, yes. Like, was he getting around to it?
Exactly. You know,
like, one of those things
like,
where...
Was he thinking that is how we're telling her?
Yeah. And
that
then,
it's over is by her getting the wedding invitation?
And then, oh my gosh.
What a sucker punch that was going to be.
Yeah, I was like, how is he thinking this is all going to play out?
Yeah, I don't know. Wow. I don't know. Unless maybe that could have been some sort of twisted way to make FWB step up to the plate and fight for him?
Yeah, weird. Weird.
All of it's confusing. Yeah,
it's confusing. Just, it's all confusing. So good for you, Mary, for just kind of like, you need to pause and you need to really wrap your brain around it and figure out.
Try to step outside of it and look
best
at
for you. Yeah.
As it's been unfolding and then decide, can you trust him when it seems like he's still not being honest when you confronted him about it?
All right. Hey, thank you. There's your update. Group therapy. Ooh,
sometimes we launch grenades and we didn't even know.
On 99.7 DJX. I don't know if you have any follow-up to that. Feel free to send us a voice note, 502-795-1997, or call or text. You know, maybe you're also involved in something like that. I don't know. 502-795-1997. But yeah, there you are. That's the update. Glad we could help, Mary. I'm hoping that things are better for you here in the future.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.